graduation season, hundreds of thousands of students are walking across the stage this month to get their degrees from Illinois colleges and universities. Jack Whitsitt graduated from Illinois State University last weekend with a bachelor's in finance and political science. GLT's Mary Cullen sat down with Whitsitt to talk about how the university experience prepared him for the real world.
I feel pretty prepared, honestly, and actually talking like with my friends and everyone else, I think we're ready. I definitely think the professors have got me ready for like the real world jobs. I know countless times like my professors would say, I would expect like an entry level person to know how to do this, and I thought that was awesome. So I feel pretty prepared.
What about ISU has cultivated this experience so that you know that you can go out into the real world and be a valuable asset to wherever you're ending up to work?
I would say just the opportunities I was given here just gave me a bunch of confidence. Just knowing that I've had faculty and professors and administrators tell me, like, hey, this would be a good opportunity for you to go do this, and you'd gain this experience. ISU's been unbelievably, like, awesome in doing that.
So, I mean, I'm not trying to say that you're not a traditional student, but you were a student with, I mean, look at all the things that you've done. You co-founded the School Street Food Pantry. You're vice president of SGA. Do you think you're better off than your classmates, or do you think everybody's kind of feeling like ISU accurately prepared them?
I wouldn't say I'm better off. I just kind of took advantage of different things, and I think everyone else, they had their moments at ISU that are going to make them better in the future. So I think it's just whatever everyone took out of it.
Now, if you were asked to give advice to either maybe students who are still enrolled at ISU or people who are looking to go to college soon, what would that be?
Get involved in what you're passionate about. There's so many different things on ISU's campus that you can get involved in, but just go find what you're passionate about, and that'll make your experience so much better.
You and your graduating classmates are entering the workforce at a pretty interesting time. The unemployment rate is historically low. It's 3.6% right now. Do you have a job lined up?
I do. Starting in July, I'm actually going to go work for Alpha Sigma Phi headquarters in Indianapolis.
And you were involved with Alpha Sig when you were here?
Yes. I was actually secretary of the house, professionalism director, so yeah, I was pretty involved in Alpha Sig.
What do you think Greek involvement taught you as a student? I mean, I think Greek life kind of gets a bad rep sometimes based on news that we hear, maybe even movies. So what did you get out of the Greek experience?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely bad stereotype with Greek life right now. But it got me connected with so many different, I guess, capacities. One of the guys in the fraternity with me got me an internship interview, and I ended up getting the internship. So if I wouldn't have been involved in that, who knows if I would have gotten that. So just the connections and the networking, and I think it made me better.
Now, you're lucky enough to be one of the students graduating with a job. What's the mood like among your classmates who are maybe still looking for work?
Yeah, overall, I would say it's been 50-50, the people I've talked to who have a job or who are still looking for jobs. And I don't think anyone's really discouraged. It's just kind of, it's an interesting time, like you said. Someone told me the other day, there's four different generations in the workforce right now, and that's like the first time that's ever happened, which is, I mean, it's going to be hard to find a job in that sense.
So do you see this low unemployment rate as encouraging?
Yeah, it is encouraging. Just based on, like, when we were kind of growing up, the unemployment rate was so bad, and now it's finally getting back to a reasonable place, and we're jumping into the real world, like you said. So I think it's encouraging.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mary Cullen, speaking with Jack Whitsitt, a recent graduate from ISU. Now, your generation is also the tail end of millennials. I'm sure it's not news to you, and it's not news to me either. I'm also a millennial, but there is this resistance towards millennials, the generation that grew up alongside modern technology, thought to be lazy, selfish, and tech-obsessed. Maybe some of that's right, maybe it's not. What are your thoughts on your abilities of your generation?
Yeah, I think millennials get a bad rep just for bad reasons, I guess. I think we have a unique work ethic that the older generations don't agree with, and they don't see it, but it's not a wrong work ethic. I think we're very innovative. We're very, let's get to the point, and if we don't have to take that much time, we're not going to take that much time. So, and we're very tech-based, like you said, which is, I mean, obviously where we're going in the future.
So like I said, you're the tail end of the millennial generation. There have been years and years of millennials before you, plenty of those who rose above the stereotypes of the generation have been succeeding for years, really, in their careers. So why are even the youngest generations of millennials, including yourself, still viewed under those apparent false pretenses?
I think it's just because it's changing so quickly and so fast that people aren't liking it. They're viewing it as the way it has been and the way it should have been, but we're kind of taking it off and running, and it's just kind of hard to accept sometimes, which I would agree. It's kind of hard to accept something that's changing so rapidly and fast.
That's all we have today. Thanks for coming in, and best of luck post-graduation.
Thanks, Mary.
That's GLT's Mary Cullen speaking with ISU graduate Jack Whitsitt.